A Word Fitly Spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Burden. A burden is a heavy load someone places upon another for the purpose of carrying, often with painful and wearisome toil, to some destination. Only then can the burden be unloaded and the strain of bearing it relieved. Men have built ships to carry their burdens overseas, Acts 21, verse 3, or trained mules and camels as terrestrial beasts of burden, 2 Kings 5, verse 17, and 8, verse 9. But every child of God is also given burdens to carry, burdens placed upon him by the sovereign hand of our Lord. The question never is, will we have a burden to carry, or how does my burden compare to someone else's, but what will I do with my burden? Where and how shall I carry it? Or, more importantly, what does the Lord want me to do with my burden? Israel in Egypt was afflicted with burdens and taskmasters to see that they carried them, Exodus 1 verse 11. After God delivered them from that burden by the hand of Moses, Exodus 2 verse 11 and 6 verse 6, Moses himself had to be relieved of the burden of the people by appointing judges to share in judgment, Exodus 18 verse 22. Priests had their burden, which was the ordinances of God they discharged by serving God honorably in their office and representing his people faithfully in worship, Numbers 4 verse 17. The prophets were given the burden of God's word, which was relieved of only by speaking that word to its intended audience. Habakkuk 1 verse 1 and Zechariah 12 verse 1. Whether they be princes and kings, Ezekiel 12 verse 10, ungodly cities, Nahum 1 verse 1, Gentile nations, Isaiah 15 verse 1, or God's church, Malachi 1 verse 1. Furthermore, the hearer could only unload that burden from the prophet by obeying God's word, or fasten even greater burden of God's heavy judgments. Jeremiah 23, verse 33 through 34, Isaiah 30, verse 27. We also have our burdens. As members of Christ by faith, we are partakers in his anointing, prophets, priests, and kings of Christ, upon whom he lays the burden of confessing his name, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice of thankfulness, and fighting against sin and Satan in this life, Lord's Day 12. There are the burdens of life, labor, sorrows, sickness, aging, and death, Ecclesiastes 2, verse 22 through 23. And the greatest burden of all, which we lay upon ourselves, is sin, Isaiah 46, verse 1 through 2. Our iniquities go over our head. As burdens, they are too heavy for us to bear, Psalm 38, verse 4. They are a weight that easily besets us, Hebrews 12, verse 1. So what is a child of God to do? Like the beast, our inclination is often to balk and kick against our burden, or to grit our teeth and carry it ourselves. Other times we groan, wishing our burden went away, or, like the psalmist, we wish we had wings and could fly away from the burden, Psalm 55, verse 6. But bear them we must, the Lord so commands. Every man shall bear his own burden, Galatians 6, verse 5. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Matthew 11, verse 29. And whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, Mark 8, verse 34. There is only one appropriate destination and possible way to carry any of our burdens. Cast them upon the Lord, and he shall sustain us, Psalm 55, verse 22. We cast them upon the Lord in prayer by asking for his strength. We cast them upon the Lord when we, who are in Christ, bear one another's burdens, so fulfilling the law of Christ, Galatians 6, verse 2. As for the burdens of life, Christ reminds us that in bearing them we shall find rest for our souls. For his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 3. Our burdens are light because they are temporary, and they work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. And as for the burdens of sin, we cast them upon the Lord when we repent. Jeremiah 17, verse 21. Thus laying aside every weight of them. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Besides, his commandments are not the heavy burdens, grievous to be borne, that the Pharisees bound upon the people and would not carry themselves. Matthew 23, verse 4. For he has delivered us from the burden of God's wrath and the enslaving power of sin by a stretched out arm and great judgments. Exodus 6, verse 6. By redemption and through prayer, as he promised, he will undo every heavy burden. Let the oppressed go free, and break every yoke from off our shoulder. Isaiah 10, verse 27, chapter 14, verse 25, and chapter 58, verse 6. And to his church he gives no other burden except, hold fast till I come. Revelation 2, verse 25.